A new report shows that cashless welfare cards are showing some promise in regional trial sites. It's been 6 months since the cards were introduced to Ceduna in South Australia and the Kimberley region of Western Australia. The cards restrict the spending of payments to essentials like bills and groceries. And since the changes, revenue from poker machines in the Ceduna pub has dropped by 15%. And there have been less arrests for public drunkenness across the board. But many people are angry about the scheme, despite these improvements. Critics say their liberties have been taken away. Claudia Rhodes-White has this report.
A cashless society is slowly becoming the way of the world. These days, you'd be hard-pressed to find a shop or restaurant that only accepts cash. But how far are we taking our cashless society? For the past 6 months, rural communities in South Australia and the Kimberley region have been taking part in a year-long trial into the use of cashless welfare cards. 80% of one's welfare payment is put onto the cards that operate exactly like a normal Visa or MasterCard would, except for a few differences. You can't withdraw cash and the money cannot be used for purchasing alcohol or for gambling purposes. But not everyone is convinced these cards are working. Sue Coleman-Hasseldean, a Gugudda elder from Ceduna, says there's been no consideration as to who gets the cards or how they should operate.
When it first started to come out, we were asking for targeted and voluntary, but instead we got mandatory, and we were asking for rehab so that people could actually be helped properly to get off drugs and alcohol, and if there was a gambling problem, we'll rehab for that too. But instead, we were just put on this card to please, well, a minor. And nobody even really talking to the people that are affected by the cards. They're just talking to a few people in Ceduna that likes the idea of the card, but they're not talking to people that's living with it.
But Alan Souter, the Mayor of District Council of Ceduna, believes otherwise.
Any valid concerns that are raised are very quickly addressed in the community leaders' meetings, which happen every 2 weeks. In fact, people on the card to some extent get better service than people who do not have an Indue card. Why I say that is when we have a major power failure, which isn't uncommon in South Australia, normal card users lose all access to FPOS until the problem's rectified. In the case of people on the welfare card, the department has actually made arrangements with local supermarkets whereby people whose cards are incapacitated due to a power failure can book up to $50, which is enough to get anyone out of immediate food troubles.
He says the results published in the report from the past 6 months show just how beneficial the cards have been in lowering numbers of alcoholism and gambling.
Pretty much everything we hoped for. We've seen a 30% reduction in gaming turnover. We've seen reduced consumptions of alcohol, 50% reduction in arrests for public drunkenness. We've seen the number of people admitted into the sobering up centre leaving in the morning with a risk of harm because of elevated alcohol levels drop from 14% of all admissions to 2%, and a series of similar statistics which show dramatic improvements.
Despite these results, Sue Coleman-Hasseldean still doesn't believe the cashless cards are doing her community any good.
I think it's got too many problems. It takes too much away from the person individually. It's just not right to make people feel that they are so small that they're not capable of looking after their own finances. And I'm not talking about the people that need the help. I'm talking about just anybody that's been put on it because that's the way the government wants it. It's everybody that's being affected. And are those people that need help getting the help? Is there a rehab for them? No.
It's problems like these that were thought to be the original idea behind the cashless welfare cards. But as Sue says, the cards are acting more like a band-aid solution than actually getting to the bottom of the problem. While the results are showing positive outcomes for now, long-term, Sue worries about a black market arising as a result of the restrictions.
You know, who's going to control that? People aren't any better then. They're worse off. And the kids, they're worse off because money is being spent on non-essentials just to get cash money. If people want to go on it, fine, that's voluntary. If people can't help themselves, they need help, and maybe they can be targeted. But mandatory, no.
On the other side of the argument, Mayor Alan Souter believes this program has been extremely beneficial and the system has the potential for a national rollout.
The amount of good that has been done during the course of this trial is outstanding, and to some extent it's turned the lives of some people in our community around. It has immensely benefited families whose children no longer suffer through hunger because the benefits have been poured down throats or into the poker machines. So it has done immense good.
Two-thirds of the communities where the cards are in use are from an Indigenous background. Sue believes the cards have caused high levels of depression within her Indigenous community, as people aren't able to effectively communicate with government officials how they're feeling about how the cards are operating. For her, it's simply a matter of liberty and being able to control your own life.
We all deserve to live our own lives, but if you need help, then make that help available, not just take away all liberty and rights from everybody.
Sue Coleman-Hasseltine, a Gugera elder from Ceduna, ending that report by Claudia Rhodes-White.